And now a look at what's going on around the area. It seems like a lot of things happened last week and this weekend for the holiday season, but there's still a few things going on. And with me in the studios is Greg Guitros from Vermilionville to talk about a really scrumptious workshop that they're having over there. It's the conclusion of a year-long series called Seed to Skillet. And it's kind of holiday-ish in the things that you all will be making, learning about, and preparing. So tell us just a bit about the year, Greg, and how it's gone and how you felt about it leading up to this final workshop.
So it's been a really good year for the program. We've had some pretty good feedback. Lots of people have been there for the entire series, which is really nice. And those people have basically gotten a full rundown of how you would start a garden from beginning to harvest. And then once we get to harvest, we've been teaching people different recipes that you could use to actually can your fruits and vegetables that you would actually harvest from the garden. And this series, we're going to be focusing on citrus and pecans because that's what's coming into fruition at this time of the year. Lots of people have already been chomping down on their citrus trees, lots of little tangerines and satsumas. And right now, my blood orange
lemons.
Lemons. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's right. I don't have a lemon recipe, but I have stories of a lemon syrup that someone's wanting to trade me. But she said I need to bring her some blood oranges before she trades that recipe. So whenever I start collecting blood oranges, that's where I'm going.
Sounds like a good trade.
That's a great trade.
But that sounds very holiday-ish in Louisiana. I know pecans always makes people feel like Christmas. There's something about, of course, there's pralines and various other things that we make. And again, the citrus is out around Christmas time. And some of the ones you mentioned, also kumquats, my trees are full, and the lemon trees. So it's a really nice holiday-ish time to think about those citrus and pecans. So the program is 2 hours long.
That's correct.
And it's going to be taking place this Saturday.
21st.
So what's going to happen with this focus on pecans and citrus? I know you're going to be talking about a few other things, but what can people expect if they decide to sign up for the workshop?
So when you first get there, we'll actually have some pecan pralines for you to taste. Mm-hmm. We'll also have a spicy mint marmalade for you to taste. That's going to be the recipe we're preparing. We're preparing both of those, pralines and spicy mint marmalade. So as soon as you get there, we'll have something for you to kind of sink your teeth into and inspire you and begin enjoying pretty much right away. And then we'll cover a cooking demonstration, and that'll take about an hour. And the cooking demonstration will show you how to make pecan pralines. I could always remember my mom having pecan pralines for Christmas Eve when we go visit. And something new that I've been introduced to is the marmalade. And I've come across a really nice recipe on how to make a spicy mint marmalade, and we're going to be doing that. I serve it with a little bit of cream cheese and crackers. You put that right next to some pepper jelly, and they usually do a pretty good disappearing act. And then for the second hour, we'll actually be doing a garden workshop. So the gardening workshop, it's Christmas time, but in the garden, you never stop. So we're looking forward to actually beginning our own seeds. So if you want to plant tomatoes and peppers, those actually have to be started from seed pretty early in January, either the second or third week in January. You're looking at starting from seed indoors, of course, and you're going to nurture those for a few weeks until you're ready to go into the spring garden. So we'll actually have a workshop on how to propagate your own seeds, how to test your soil for the garden, because you want to know what the consistency is. So we have a little test that we're going to go over, something you can do simply at home. And basically we'll walk you through the rest of the year and beginning of the next year for the garden.
Well, that's something we, you know, if we're interested in gardening, we need to know about that, that it's not just a question of starting it and then you've got your fruits and vegetables right there. You do have to prepare for it, as you mentioned.
Right.
And there's something always happening throughout the year that you need to think about, whether it's soil or whether it's starting the seeds. And so that's a really nice workshop. Now, Do people need to be members of Vermilionville, or can they just sign up for this workshop?
Anyone can come over. You can sign up by calling Vermilionville. That's 233-4077. Tell them you're interested in the Seed to Skillet program, and they'll have someone there to sign you up and get you all ready for Saturday. It's we ask $15, and that pretty much goes to cover our cost. And you could also sign up on the Vermilionville website, www.BayouVermilionDistrict.com.
And you don't have to have gone to the other workshops throughout the year, do you? You
No.
can have gone to one or none and still come to this one.
That's right. Each workshop is complete in itself. So if you're interested in starting your own seeds, this workshop will basically touch on propagating your own seeds and testing your soil and preparing for the spring garden. So you don't have to have come to each workshop. This one will be complete in itself.
All right. And you mentioned that you're going to have a couple recipes that you'll be working on. Are you going to be in the, I believe you'll have a cooking school
That's
there.
Correct.
Where will it take place? In the cooking school? Or
That is correct. The cooking demonstration will take place in the cooking school, and then we'll actually venture out into the garden a little bit to touch on the garden part of it.
Describe the garden that you all have at Vermilionville. How extensive a garden do you have there?
Well, we do have pretty limited space at Vermilionville, so there's actually three little different garden plots that we're working on. And Ms. Margot Addison is actually taking over as the gardener. She's doing an excellent job. She's actually helped to create some of the information that's actually going to be being talked about in the workshop. So there's about three little garden plots, and very similar to what someone would actually do at their house. So it's a really good demonstration plot. It's not extensive. We're not talking about tractors and all those big equipment pieces. We're talking about something manageable, something you can do on your own, because the essence of Vermilionville is to actually do it by hand. So the people who do work in the gardens actually do lots of things by hand, and it's very manageable, something that you would be able to do at your house too.
All right. So this program has been really very much a part of the mission of Vermilionville,
That's
showing
correct.
That people can do that. Things can be done by hand. And our ancestors did the same, and we can certainly learn to do that as well.
That's right.
So this is a part of the Seed to Skillet program. It's been going on throughout the year. This is the fourth and final in the year's program.
That's correct.
And I know that you're hoping that people will kind of take this and go forward and create their own gardens.
That's right.
Are y'all hoping to have some more demonstrations and workshops in the coming year?
We're looking forward into 2014, and we're actually looking forward to begin coordinating with other groups. There's lots of expertise in the community, and next year we're looking at bringing some of those people with their expertise together, and that way we can start sharing and the whole intention is to teach people how to garden for themselves. We hear so much nowadays about how good it is for us to actually eat fresh food and eat food from our own gardens. So the intention is to teach people how to do this for themselves. That way it doesn't disappear from our culture. It was always so much a part of our culture, and it's trying to keep that alive. Mm-hmm. So that's the whole intention of the project, is to keep this culture alive by living it, because gardening, it's a lifestyle.
Well, now you have a garden, don't you?
Not
just a Vermilionville, but a personal garden.
That's
what do you have growing in it now?
Well, right now, I actually don't have time for garden this year, unfortunately.
That's right. You've gotten a position at Vermilionville with a lot more responsibility, haven't you?
Yes. This year has been a very, very busy year for me. So this year I've actually kind of let the garden go silent for a year, which is actually not a bad thing to do for the garden.
It helps the soil.
That's right. It allows the natural plants, the native plants, to kind of replenish the soil with the nutrients that they have. And then coming spring, I'll actually be getting back into the dirt. However, I do have tons of citrus on my tree right now. It actually wasn't that good of a year for pecans. So if you have any sort of pecan trees, you'll understand what I'm talking about. It was a very slim harvest for pecans this year, but my citrus are doing quite well.
Okay, so not as many pecan pralines this year and more marmalade.
That makes it all the more tasty.
And it seems like people have been planting a lot more citrus trees recently, different kinds of citrus trees. I think there was a period many, many years ago around here where there was a terrible freeze and a lot of the citrus was died. But it seems like there's been a real resurgence in citrus in Louisiana. So it's really nice to see, and it certainly is very beautiful.
The orange and green is the color of the season. Mm-hmm, it's absolutely beautiful.
If you are just tuning in, my guest is Greg Guidros, who is with Vermilionville, here talking about the Seed to Skillet program that's been going on this past year. This segment, this Saturday, is called Nuts and Berries.
That's correct.
And he'll be talking about things that we harvest in the fall, but more practically demonstrating things with citrus, how to make marmalade, and also using pecans and learning how to make pecan pralines. So it should be a great Saturday. It's 11 until 1 o'clock.
Yes.
You can register by calling Vermilionville or going to their website. If you show up Saturday, can you still register, or you would prefer registering ahead of time?
Sometimes the seats do start filling up, so if you want to call ahead, it's always a good idea. We usually do have maybe a few handful seats.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least a handful left.
Okay.
You can come in on Saturday, or we prefer if you would call ahead.
All right. So what else is going on at Vermilionville? I think you still have is the old-fashioned Christmas still going on? Or
that's right. Mm-hmm. So every Christmas, we focus on some of the traditional crafts that people would have been doing at this time of the year. This past weekend was the family day. However, we still have lots of artisans that are going to be filling the village. So you can do everything from learning how to do different seasonal treats, cooking treats, seasonal decorations, as well as soap making, which would have been a seasonal project. All of that will be available as you tour Vermilionville for the next week, actually.
All right, so a good time at Christmas time to go over there and see the village. And it's so beautiful. Vermilionville is just so pretty. Do you all decorate the houses for Christmas?
We try to stay within the period.
Very simple.
So very simple, very minimal decorating. However, we have put out a little bit of greenery just to kind of give you the feel of Christmas. Traditionally, the Acadians really wouldn't have celebrated the decorating. These are traditions that have kind of evolved into the culture as the Protestants had actually settled in Louisiana as well. So adding to the spice of the gumbo, so everyone that's come in has given a little bit of their culture, and the gift-giving celebrations. The Acadians also practice those, but these are all traditions that are very, very important to keeping the joie de vivre alive in our area. What would we be if we didn't give so easily to each other? Mm-hmm. You know, so these traditions are very important.
Well, a good time to see the simplicity of the traditions, the old-time traditions here in Acadiana. You can see those at Vermilionville. Again, Vermilionville with lots of wonderful activities throughout the year. And again, coming to the end of the Seed to Skillet program this Saturday, you can sign up now online or by calling them. Greg Guidros, my guest, will be hosting the workshop this Saturday, 11 until 1, and you'll get to learn to make spicy mint orange marmalade and pecan pralines, as well as learning about starting your spring garden. Well, Greg, thank you so much for coming by and putting all the work into this program and so many others at Vermilionville. And just in general, people can find out more about what's going on at Vermilionville through the website or signing up through Facebook as well.
That's right. That's www.bayouvermilion.org.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Judith.